produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to our program, God Can, presented by Pastor Stanley Moodley, Senior Pastor at Faith Center Ministries International. This program will give you practical tips and foundational biblical principles to propel your life to new heights with Jesus Christ. Listen in now with your host, Pastor Stanley Moodley.
Hallelujah! Death is defeated. The King is alive. So I greet the church in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I say today, from wherever in the world you are, God loves you. God cares about you. And God knows all about us. So what a joy and privilege it is this morning. It's a cold winter's day in the city of Durban. Well, praise God. We know that you are with us live. And so we bless the name of the Lord. I'm speaking about worry less, trust more. Over the past few weeks, this is about the eighth part of our series. Worry less, trust more, or worry less, pray more. Our scripture reading was taken from the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to verse number 34, where the word of the Lord declares, "Why worry about tomorrow? For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. Each day has enough trouble of its own." As we go through these verses today, our nation and probably the nations of the world are suffering a type of anxiety, depression, worry, cares about what will happen. We are always thinking about what will or what might. But I want us to know today that our future, our today and tomorrow, is in the hands of a mighty God. It is foolish to be anxious, because that demonstrates little faith. Just as Jesus says at the end of verse 30, which leads into verses 31 and 32, in which Jesus says, "Do not be anxious," then saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." George Miller said this, that the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. And I want us to know today, church, it is impossible, people will say, to be not worrying about the situations in life. We worry so much about what happened yesterday, and we worry about what will happen tomorrow. But we forget to live in the day that God has given us. And I want us to know that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Benjamin Disraeli said this, "Worry is a god, invisible but omnipotent. It steals the bloom from the cheek and lightness from the pulse. It takes away the appetite and runs the air or turns the air gray." I want us to know, as Jesus paints a picture of a striking contrast recorded for us in the book of Matthew chapter 7, what then of the man who hears these words of mine and acts upon them? He is like a man who had the sense to build his house on the rock. The rains came down and beat upon that house, but it did not fall because its foundations were on the rock. Then Jesus went to describe the opposite person, the one who built his house on the sand. Now the same natural elements attacked in the same way, and that house fell with great destruction. What was Jesus trying to say? He who acts upon the words of mine, they will endure. They that trust in the name of the Lord, they will stand. And I want you to know today, those who have an abiding faith in the God whom Jesus makes clear to us will not be shaken. That we could declare, like the word of the Lord in John 15:7, that thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. And I want you to know today, church, that the word of the Lord is quick. The word of the Lord is powerful. Actually, I just quoted the wrong verse. The verse that says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. You know, over the past few days, I was just passing around so much scripture and getting assurance about the state that we are in, that we should stand firm, grounded in the faith. So don't mind if I mix the verses up here and there, but I want you to know that the word remains the same. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Jesus will never fail. Whatever life throws upon you today, church, whatever circumstances you could go through in your life, your home, your family, you need to know that if you stand on the word, you stand on the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, we need to have an understanding of life and what it is to continue in faith, because our faith must stand like the rock. If we have our faith rooted in the word of the Lord, it shall not collapse like the house that was built on the sand. Henry Ward Beecher said this, "Every tomorrow has two handles. We can take hold of it with the handle of anxiety or the handle of faith. It is your choice. However you open the door tomorrow, you could use the handle of anxiety, of worry, of stress. But church, I want you to know today, let us have the handle of faith." I was sharing with my wife this morning. I said to her, it seems that we need to change the handles of the doors in our home. And I said, you know what? You be sure to put my initials on them. Whoever opens the door will know that the faith on which we build our house. She might have been thinking, why am I talking about handles early in the morning in the house? Because I'm thinking about, church, how you handle your tomorrow, how you handle what happened yesterday. And I want you to know today that when you place your handle on the handle called faith, God is able to take you through. On the other hand, those persons who have no faith, whose lives are built on nothing that makes sense, collapse because they have no structure of faith, no understanding of life. They go to pieces. Fear is the great destroyer. Faith casts out fear. Now, subconscious fears are the inner strength of life. Subconscious faith builds quietly the inner strength and brings peace. You know, sometimes the Lord calms the storms. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms his child. When the storms are around you, church, when worry and anxiety and fear about tomorrow and about the things that face us, when these storms are raging, remember you have the warm embrace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherever Jesus went, Jesus was always bringing sanity and health. He always said, "Fear not, be not afraid." This is Christ's constant word to the disciples and to us all through the Bible. As I said when we began the series, there are 365 fear nots in the Bible. And I want you to know today, church, you have a fear not for each day. And there are many people that are suffering with the FOMO syndrome. And that is fear of missing out. I intentionally put that in our devotion yesterday, asking, you know, for questions for somebody who asked, "Pastor, what do you mean by FOMO?" Well, it's fear of missing out. There's so many different kinds of fears that we go through in life, church. But trust in the Lord. Keep your fears to yourself and share your courage with others. Keep your fears to yourself and share your courage with others. You see, a problem not worth praying about is not worth worrying about. A problem not worth praying about is not worth worrying about. So take all your worries, your stress, because burdens are lifted at Calvary. If a man can remember what he worried about last week, that means he has a very good memory. Because every day we are crowded with things. You know, but a woman, let me not go there. All right, but they can remember things. Now that's the ultimate truth in speaking. Christ would say to us, "You are able." Now the Father knows that you need these things. You can handle any situation that God calls you to. The crisis can be met. God loves you and upholds you. He will not lay you down. And I want you to know today, church, that Jesus Christ will never, never, never let you down because God loves you. He upholds you. He says, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. So let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me." He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, worry is a sin that we are not afraid to commit. Worry is a sin that we are not afraid to commit. And we need to ask ourselves this: are we worrying? Do we have the sin of worry upon us? Arthur Roach wrote this. It says that anxiety is a thin stream of fear trickling through the mind. If encouraged, it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained. Your anxiety level is a good indicator of how much you really trust the Lord. It seems incredible, but we seem to have an easier time trusting that God will save our souls from hell because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross than to trust that he will provide for our daily needs. Part of that is because dealing with what will happen to our souls after death is far removed from our daily lives. That is an intangible item. find the future, or at least we live as it is far in the future. The truth is that death can come at any time. When it comes to what we eat and what we wear, those are tangible items. We deal with a daily and on a personal level. They are the real indicators of your trust in the Lord. In his book, Mastery, Stanley Jones observes that the early Christians were absolutely fearless in the face of terror. They turned threats into testimonies. They turned beatings into blessings. They turned lies into light. How did they do it? They did it because they were totally surrendered to God and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I say to you today, let us face our fears with faith. Surely it is the God who saves us. Let us trust in him and not be afraid. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be not dismayed. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to you and to all people. Listen, church, there is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear. God will wipe away every tears from your eyes. There will be no more death, no mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have been passed away. Fear not, God is there. I love the song, we sing because we are happy. We sing because we are free. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Church, we will be wise today to bring our fears to the surface so we can face them with faith. Some of our fears are simple. Fear is like an alarm system. It is like our own security system. It sounds at the appropriate time for our good and value. Fear was designed by God to give our bodies the sudden burst of strength and speed we need in an emergency. Fear is natural. It's a normal reaction to danger. A mother was tucking a small son to bed one night during a thunderstorm. She was about to turn the lights off and leave the room when the toddler looked up to her and said, "Mommy, will you sleep with me tonight?" The comforting mother gave her little son another hug and said, "I cannot, dear. You know mommy has to sleep with dad." After a long silence, the child said in a shaky voice, "Yes, daddy really is a sissy, isn't he, mom?" Winning over victory, church. It's a nice thought, right? Of all the living things that God created, we human beings are the only ones that worry. And we worry about everything. Petrol or diesel prices, the stock market, taxes, jobs, marriages, parents worry about children. Children worry about parents. And parents, well, now grandparents worry about grandchildren. You name it, somebody is worrying about it. The top five best-selling non-fiction books are these. It deals on the subject we worry about: health, change, relationships, and money. These are the books. I mean, if you get messages on WhatsApp and on social media, man, I get so many messages about what I should eat. I don't know if some people know that my belly is coming. They give you so many advices as to how to do this and tuck this in and all of the other things. Health issues, food. We know that God knows our needs. We saw that As we were studying weeks ago, earlier in the chapter in which Jesus deals with prayer, he tells them in Matthew 6:8 that God knows our needs before we can ask him in prayer. We can pray with confidence, hallelujah, because God knows our needs. We should have that same confidence that God will provide for us, that God will take care of our needs. We've all heard of hundreds of stories of how God has met this person or that person's need. Most of us have seen this in our own lives. I want you to know that Sandra and I certainly have. There were times when I needed a job, God supplied. There were times when I had nothing, God supplied. I remember a time I didn't have money to buy bread, but I went to church and I was scheduled to preach that Tuesday night. I recollect very clearly. You know, we worry about what we shall eat or drink. I had no money, but I was scheduled to preach. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I preached, and after the meeting, a brother came and gave me a 20 rand. I said, no. Well, you know, pride doesn't allow you to take all of these things. I didn't have money. But he gave me a 20 rand note. And I said, no, brother. And that was in our church in Damat. And he said to me, sir, the Lord said I must give it to you. And the Holy Spirit said, shut your mouth and take it. It's bread money for the whole week. God makes a way where there seems to be no way. And I want you to know today, I can give you many, many examples. We've had anonymous people give us money just when we needed it. We know that God will meet the needs that we have. Sometimes it will be through gifts by relatives or friends or even strangers. Sometimes through an opportunity to earn some extra money. Sometimes by his graciousness in allowing us to stretch our funds out to incredible lengths. I'm sure many of you know how to stretch your money as to how to make your ends meet. One thing I've learned beyond a shadow of doubt over the years is that the amount left over after giving to the Lord goes a whole lot further than if I had kept the whole amount for myself. Because when you give to the Lord, church, God gives back to you without measure. But even with all of this as a background, my faith can weaken in my humanness. I can start doubting if the Lord will continue to provide. It is precisely at that time that I need to remind myself of the truth that Jesus teaches to get my eyesight focused on the right object again. The Gentiles used a reference to those people that do not know God. The heathen are anxious and seek after they will eat and drink and they will clothe themselves with. Jesus tells me that my heavenly Father already knows my need. I do not need to have my thoughts preoccupied with those things because God already knows my need. You see, the cure for anxiety is simply this. And it's stated for us in the book of Matthew. Do you want to receive that cure today? And I'm going to give it to you free of charge. Take it down. It's a script I'm writing for you. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That the hand of the Lord is not short, neither is his ear too heavy that he's unable to hear you or to touch you. So there's no distance in prayer. We can pray for you right where you are. Let's bring it all to Jesus this morning, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. 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 Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you through your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, today I thank you for this opportunity that we can call on the name of the Lord our God. Because we believe our God is healer, our God is provider, our God is protector, and our God will meet our every need. So this morning, Lord, I pray for the sick. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever your children are, I pray that you will meet them at the point of their need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray, Lord, those that are going through financial difficulties, I pray for breakthroughs, oh God. Breakthroughs in businesses. Breakthrough over their finances. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I pray, Lord, that the businesses, Lord, will grow even in this difficult time. Businessmen will testify of the goodness of God. We pray, Lord, those that are employed. I pray, Lord, that every person will be able to keep their jobs, oh God. We pray and declare it in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, and come against this COVID-19. I call this COVID-19 our enemy. We come against this enemy in the name of Jesus. We defeat the devil of this COVID-19 in the name of the Lord. And we ask, oh God, to bring normality to our world. We pray for our president. We pray for, Lord, those people in the command council. We pray, dear Lord, that you will use them at this time. And dear Lord, we bring particularly, Lord, those that are serving in the front lines during this time, our nurses, our doctors. Lord, we hear of so many infections. I pray, mighty God, that you will keep your hands and upon our nurses and doctors and medical staff, Lord, and all those that work in the front line, the police. And Lord, we pray for every essential worker in the name of the Lord. I pray protection upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And I pray, Lord, that you lift every burden. That you will increase our faith. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
For more information about Faith Center Ministries International, call our offices on 031-464-5839. That's 031-464-5839 or visit us at 341 Stella Road, Malvern.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.